阅读、科技、旅行，
生活可以很大，对话设计、学习，思考不嫌太多。这里是 iTunes 获奖播客《狗熊有话说》，一听就停不下来的哦。Hello， 你好，这里是独立知识型脱口秀《狗熊有话说》（Bear Talk）， 我是大狗熊。在我的电脑里呢，有存了很多之前录制一些节目的素材，一些采访的音频录音。那么有很多呢，是我当时在录制的时候就打算作为节目之后放出，但之后呢，因为种种原因被搁置了。那么有的时候我回顾这些文件，会发现，有一些文件可能已经不太适合现在的这个我自己的关注点，或者是有一些话题不是太适应现在的趋势，那么或者是我对当时采访的这个自己的表现或者是音质不太满意，那么这些文件呢就会被我封存，所以大家听到的节目其实只占到了一部分，那么也有一部分呢是这些被封存的文件。但其中有几集是我自己觉得它之后一定能够对人有一些帮助，但只是因为时间精力的原因呢，没有把它制作出来。那么今天这期节目就是其中的一期。那么这期节目呀，其实是在我去年还是前年在一家健康品公司就职的时候，和我们公司的营养咨询师这边的翻译叫做 naturopath， 也就是自然疗法健康理疗师。那么和这位医师进行交流之后呢，我们一起吃了一顿午饭，然后呢聊了一聊关于一种健康饮食的方法，叫做 bulletproof diet。 那么对于这种饮食的一些见解和感受，非常有意思的一期节目。但是因为当时呢，我想把它录制成有中文旁白的这种节目，那么实际做下来就发现工作量太大，那么有翻译了一部分，但后面在配音的阶段呢就没有时间精力去做了。类似的节目之前我有做过，像冰淇淋的创始人 J Apple 的采访，那么那期节目花了将近20多个小时的制作，那么这也是让我没有把这期关于健康饮食的节目推出的一个原因。那么今天呢，我决定转换一下思路，在这期节目之前呢，我会用中文简单的介绍一下接下来我和营养咨询师，他的名字叫 Liz Jury 啊，那么我和他聊天的内容我会用中文简单介绍一下，然后之后的话呢就是我们这顿午餐的实时录音。好的，那么先介绍一下 Liz 呢是新西兰认证的有资质的这个健康咨询理疗师。那么这个职位可能大家不太熟悉，叫 naturopath。 这个职位呢它并不像一些这个做咨询的这种人的资质啊。那么在西方呢，其实 naturopath 和 doctor 是两套体系，可以把它简单理解为就是中国呢有中医和西医之分，那么在西方呢也有西医体系的 doctor 和这个类似自然疗法的这种类似中医体系的 naturopath。 那么他们都需要很长时间的这个系统的培训，然后呢上学也非常辛苦，最终呢才可以拿到这个资质认证。那么 Liz 呢就是这样的一位 naturopath。 那么 naturopath 呢，他有一些理疗的理念，比如说不推荐使用化学的物质进行治疗，然后尽量是使用一些自然有机天然的这个药物成分，然后用一些比较自然的方式来帮助身体恢复痊愈。比如说举个例子啊，像这个naturopath 如果去看病找他去看，比如说你觉得身体不太舒服，经常拉肚子，那么他可能会提倡你先做自己的这个过敏原测试，然后呢多去吃一些 gluten free 就是这个没有麸质的食物，
那么确定自己是对什么样的食物可能不太能接受，然后呢就通过自己的饮食来调节。那么西医就是这个 doctor， 可能他会给你开一些药啊，那么是这样的一些区别。但整体来说在西方呢都尽量不去这个开药。好的，这个呢是一个背景介绍。那么我和 Liz 这顿午餐其实更多讨论的是关于日常的一个饮食，因为之前我读了一本书叫 Bulletproof Diet， 叫做防弹饮食。那么这本书呢是一位硅谷的创业者叫做 David Asprey 他写的。他之前是一个创业公司的负责人，然后呢体重超重，身体呢非常不健康，但后面他发现了一种，或者说他发明了一种防弹饮食法。那么借助这套饮食法呢，他自己的体重减去了几十磅，然后呢身体的也非常健康。我读完以后对这本书里面的一些就是一些关于健康的东西不是太理解，就去问 Liz， 于是呢有了下面的这期节目的内容。 OK， 简单说一下，就是这个防弹饮食法呢是一种推荐你去吃高脂肪然后高蛋白质和大量蔬菜的这个饮食法，有点类似大家国内比较熟悉的生酮饮食法。那么尽量少吃水果，也避开谷物，然后不吃糖类，也不食用处理过的奶制品。那么这种原则呢其实是通过饮食来提升你的健康，然后减少身体的炎症，然后呢控制体重，那么不太会有什么胃溃疡啊，就减少这个身体会出现发炎的情况，然后控制体重，同时呢也可以保持你的良好的肌肉。那么算是一种比较原始的这个饮食方法。那么它里面提倡的一些东西，比如说推荐你大量摄入高质量的脂肪，还有低摄入谷物呢，对你的精神状态表现呢也有帮助。那么这个就是创始人叫做 David Asprey， 我在这期节目的 show notes 里面呢会贴出来他的信息，大家可以去看一看。那么他自己的故事就像刚刚说的，曾经因为在硅谷工作啊，快节奏然后高强度，那么经常是过饮过食，暴饮暴食，而且严重超重。然后后面他就试过很多不同的饮食方式，最终的创立的这套独有的饮食方法对他很有效。而且在其中呀他还可以做到，就是除了这个保持体重保持肌肉然后身体表现很好之外呢，还可以做到整天都断食，就是断食一整天，或者是这个十多个小时啊，16个小时。我自己也试过，这个是有点难，但是可以的。 OK， 那么这套方法中其中提到了一个两个比较有意思的东西。第一呢是我们平时对于脂肪的误解。那么脂肪我们通常都知道，脂肪常识的概念是脂肪对身体不好，脂肪是有害的。但在防弹饮食这一套体系里面呢，其实有讲述脂肪没有我们想象那么坏，而且恰恰相反，脂肪是好的，或者说高质量的脂肪是非常好的。那么例子呢就解释了，说大概在70年代左右呢，当时市面上是这个研究呢出现了很多关于脂肪危害身体的研究，也会导致体重增加。那么在那个时候呢，很多食物的生产商呢就在生产食物的时候以生产谷物为主啊，就是比如说大麦米玉米大米啊，那么这样的一些谷物的食物。那么现在很多的食品的这种哪怕零食啊，都是这个其实最终的成分都是谷物。那么其实这种食物反过来在现在的研究会发现，最新的研究发现，谷物呢对于身体的健康呢并没有太大的好处。那么很多时候因为大量的食用谷物，反过来就会出现很多问题。这种情况在亚洲人，比如说中国人和印度人身上比较常见，就当你调整一下饮食习惯之后，减少一定量的大米和这个白面这样的一些食物的摄入呢，那么可能身体的一些不适不舒服一些问题呢会消失，或者是会减轻。那么这个呢是我 在阅读这本书之后获得的一个非常重要的收获，就是脂肪是有好的，但是并不是说那种随便什么火锅里的油都好啊。那么像那个比如说牛油果是一种高质量脂肪，鱼油就是比如说你买一块三文鱼煎出来那个油，那个是非常好的脂肪。然后像甚至像这个咱们国内的一些天然的猪油也算比较好的脂肪，然后像培根的这个油可能就不是那么理想。OK， 那么这一点呢是关于脂肪我的学到的一个东西。那么另外呢，他在这本书或者说这个 David Asprin 他在创立这个 Bulletproof Diet 里面呢提到了一个概念叫做 Bulletproof Coffee， 那么叫防弹咖啡。那么这种咖啡呢和以往我们喝的咖啡不太一样，它的原料当然还是咖啡，但里面呢有添加一部分的大概100克不到一点啊，50克到100克左右的一块这个天然的这个喂草的牛生产的这个黄油，也就是 butter 啊，把黄油呢和咖啡混在一起，然后呢用这个打汁机或者搅拌机打匀，那么这个呢就叫做防弹咖啡。它的原理有点类似西藏的酥油茶，就是在茶里呢加入了这个脂肪，也就是这个酥油。那么防弹咖啡呢是在咖啡里加入了这个黄油，味道其实还挺不错的，如果你习惯那个口感的话。它的最大的作用呢就是能够第一呢是能够让饥饿感消除，就是比较耐饿。那么第二呢是能够让咖啡的这个一些有助于身体的这个表现的成分，比如说这个其中的我不太记得那些化学的名称啊，就是可以让那个比如说类似咖啡因这种对于你的头脑清醒有帮助的成分呢更加容易让身体吸收，而且不会产生太多的副作用，也就是匹配着这个黄油来一起来食用。那么 Bulletproof Coffee 也在很多的餐厅里面，现在已经西方的餐厅呢特别一些这个比较推崇自然健康流行理念的餐厅呢已经变成一种很时尚的选择。那么我现在呢也经常早上的第一杯咖啡就是喝一杯 Bulletproof Coffee。 那么 David Asprin Bulletproof Diet 的这个创始人也把 Bulletproof Coffee 作为一个他的一个也是他的一个创业的生意了，那么也在网站上去做销售，那么也挺有意思的，大家如果感兴趣呢可以试一下。如果没有黄油呢其实用一些其他的油脂，比如说椰子油或者是 MCT 油那么混在一起最好是用打汁机打匀那口感会更好一些可以去试一下。好的，那么这个呢就是这一期节目的简单的介绍，下面大家呢可以来收听这期节目现场的录音，我和营养师 Liz Fury 的一次对话。Guys, welcome, and let's have lunch and chat with Pro. And today we're gonna talk something about health, and we have the beautiful and knowledgeable naturopath Liz. And so we're gonna talk something about bulletproof.
Yeah.
So, and by the way, how are you, Liz?
Good. How are you?
Good. Quite good. So we'll actually have a real lunch together, and at the same time we'll chat something about bulletproof. So I tried to explain bulletproof diet, but I failed. You know, it's not.
not easy for me to explain that in a simple language.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So
we started talking about it the other day with regards to coffee,
yeah,
didn't we?
But we just have lunch together. And
yeah. Mm. I know. I'll try and eat and talk. I'm not very good at that.
Yeah, me too.
So the Bulletproof Diet on the whole is a way of eating that is high fat, pretty high in protein, high in vegetables, low in fruit, and like avoids grain and sugar, and unprocessed dairy. And the whole point of it is to improve your health and wellness by reducing inflammation, being a healthy weight, maintaining good muscle mass, and then they also incorporate intermittent fasting into it. So that's where the coffee comes in, and we can maybe keep talking about that. But it kind of follows a paleo way of eating, you know, with higher fat and lower grain.
Yeah.
And it's also very good for mental performance. So so the guy who founded the Bulletproof Diet, his name is Dave Asprey, and he worked in Silicon Valley. He was obese, you know, hugely overweight, and he tried lots of different diets and eventually, you know, developed this way of eating, which really worked for him, and it also really enhanced his cognition and mental focus. So as well as feeling good and losing weight and still having muscle, you know, he could go all day without eating.
Well, that's the kind of life I want.
Yeah, me too, right?
Mm.
Yeah, so there's different stages to the diet. So you can definitely just make gradual changes and improve the diet and kind of head towards a bulletproof way of eating if you're you know, busy and have a family and have a full-time job and you can't just ditch everything. Or, you know, you can go whole hog and jump right in and do it. But there's different stages. So there's just the very simple way, which is, you know, mainly just following those principles, the high fat, protein, high vegetable, low fruit. And if you drink coffee, do the coffee. Or there's, you know, more advanced stages that can involve the fasting, things like that.
So the lunch we are having now, does that count bulletproof? It's high protein? So protein, but not a lot of
fiber. So what you'd want to aim for is a really big portion of vegetables. The rice wouldn't be included, right? Because that's where a lot of those carbohydrates come in.
Yeah.
So we've got this, like, on, if you go to the website, there's a really good roadmap, the diet roadmap, which is, should I show it? This one? So it's kind of a bit like a food pyramid that's quite easy to understand. So it talks through, you know, how many servings of vegetables to have a day, which is between 6 and 11. I personally would struggle to do that because I mainly eat two meals per day plus a snack. Yeah, and then the best type. So the other things that kind of are incorporated into the Bulletproof are the quality of the oils that you're eating. So, for example, the Bulletproof way of approaching a diet would be with really natural fats. So you'd use ghee or butter or lard or fish, things like that, the coconut, anything that's kind of not processed. Whereas, so I don't know what you cooked your meat in. So what did you cook?
Just some, what kind of oil? I'm not quite sure about that. But plain oil.
Plain oil. So if it's a vegetable oil, like corn or canola or...
Or probably corn oil.
Yeah, so a lot of those oils are really highly refined, and they can actually create inflammation in the body. So they contain an imbalanced ratio of omega-6 oils, and the quality of those oils is questionable. So yeah, it wouldn't be, so that oil type would need to change. And they also have more of an approach to slow cooking your food, you know, at lower temperatures to maintain the enzyme content.
Okay.
Yeah? Yeah, so that you're not damaging all the proteins and not damaging the fats. And in the veggies, you just go for, you know, lots of dark leafy greens or your brightly coloured vegetables as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one thing also quite interesting about the misunderstanding of fat, because we all, I've been told fat is not good, fat is evil. And,
yeah, we all have.
Yeah, but after I reading the Bulletproof, I found it's not the same.
Not so, true, yeah.
Yeah, so could you tell me more about fat?
The fat myth?
Yeah.
So... around the 1970s, the marketing started coming out about how bad fat was for heart disease and things like that, and that it could lead to weight loss, weight gain.
Mm.
And at that time, a lot of food manufacturers switched to grain-based meals, a lot of cereals, a lot of... a lot more corn and maize and wheat and gluten and all of those sorts of things and low fat.
Mm-hmm.
So anything to do with dairy became low fat, anything, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And actually what research is showing is that, you know, like if we think about a diet that has probably the most amount of research on it, it's the Mediterranean diet, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so... that is a way of eating that incorporates huge amounts of olive oil, right?
Yeah,
and then oily fish, and meats, and then also vegetables as well.
Mm.
But it has similar, has more carbohydrate, but again, it's unprocessed. You know, it's really maintaining those real food roots, which I think this does as well.
Yeah.
Getting back to the fat, so... What the Bulletproof diet is trying to do is keep your body in a state of ketosis, which is when we're burning, we're using fat as a way of producing energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're not using carbohydrates. You know, like you have sugar and you get crazy and real hyped up.
Yeah.
We're burning
sugar crash.
Yeah, and then crash exactly. Yeah. So what we're doing is we're burning fat as our fuel, which ends up being a lot more stable as a source of fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so instead of the fire going thump, then it's just a nice slow burn, and that can also really help with managing weight and weight loss and things like that.
Yep.
Does that answer your fat question? Mm. Did I overcomplicate that?
Yeah, I just...
maybe?
Maybe, but I need to read more about that and take a careful look of what my diet actually is every day.
Well, interestingly, I was just reading an article this morning, and it was a small study that was done on people with type 1 diabetes.
Yeah.
So type 1 diabetes is when the pancreas there's an autoimmune condition in the pancreas and it's not producing insulin, right, to help manage the blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And what this study found was that type 1 diabetics who have always been told to eat lots of carbohydrate to give them blood sugar levels, you know, this was done on a very low carbohydrate diet, and they actually found that their blood sugar stabilized.
Mm.
Yeah, so what we know is that fat and protein, it helps stabilize the blood sugar so that there's not those big peaks and troughs of energy. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. And let's talk about coffee. So
coffee.
Yeah, coffee. I'm
my
a coffee
favorite.
Drinker. And,
yeah, me too.
And I used to drink a lot of like normal coffee with milk and sometimes with sugar, and most of the time just milk. And now I realize Bulletproof coffee is different.
Mm.
But it's at first it seems so strange. You add butter in your coffee and it tastes strange. But then I realized probably it's good. So could you tell me more about it?
So the coffee... So the whole idea of the coffee in the morning with the Bulletproof diet is to give you something that's going to sustain you over the day. So this is where we start talking about the intermittent fasting. The idea with the Bulletproof Diet is that you have a 16-hour period where you don't eat food.
Wow, that's a long time.
It seems like a long time. Mm. So, and what they talk about is if you go from 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. at night, right? Mm. So you have dinner, and then you stop eating at 8 p.m., which is doable, right? Sure. And then you go all the way through till about 2 p.m. the following day.
Mm.
And during that time, because
you're... Without breakfast.
Yeah. So during that time, your body's got a chance to not just be spending all its energy on breaking down food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's got a chance to heal, to rejuvenate, to provide you energy. There's other things that can go on without all of that energy being focused around our digestive system.
Mm.
Yeah. Because we're constantly throwing food in our, you know.
Yeah.
And so... So coming back to the coffee, so if you have the coffee, and how they do it is he chooses a really high quality coffee that's high in antioxidant, and it's been grown in an area and processed so that there's no mold or very low mold.
Mm-hmm.
So when grains and beans and legumes are sitting around for a long time, they can grow mold. That's just what can happen. And so this happens in food. And so if you're particularly sensitive or have impaired digestion, then that can become a real issue. So I know I keep talking around in loops, so bear with me. So the whole idea with the coffee is that you... I can't just talk about this one simple thing. I've got to keep going around. So with the coffee, you want to pour your coffee, so run a double shot through the espresso machine, and then you blend butter and MCT oil, which is from coconut oil usually. It's the medium chain triglycerides. And you blitz it through the blender and it goes all frothy like a latte, and the fat will, you know, sustain your hunger so that you're not, you know, you can last until that 2 o'clock time.
Instead of breakfast, I can drink a butter coffee and keep me survive for the whole morning.
And what you'll find is that your mental performance will increase, partly because of the caffeine, but also partly because you've mildly gone into that state of ketosis where your body, the fuel that your body is running on is a lot cleaner.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I might try that later. But does that affect your quality of work? You may not
I honestly, when I do it, I find that I am so switched on really quick, so focused and able to concentrate. I mean, obviously, if people are really sensitive to caffeine and don't drink coffee, then, I mean, don't just start drinking heaps of coffee just to do this.
It's a perfect excuse to start drinking coffee.
But, you know, Dave Asprey, he talks about biohacking quite a lot. And biohacking is a way of just making your body work as optimally as it can, using really simple tricks, really. And so the coffee with the butter is one way of doing that.
Yeah, we can talk biohacking sometimes later, because it's also some topic I'm really interested about.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it? Cool term to talk about.
And speaking of Bulletproof Diet, now we know how to do that. And who needs this? So I think people with fast pace, they might need this, or
Well, anyone really. I mean, the fundamentals of the diet are that it's good, clean, healthy food. Lots of vegetable, protein, and fat, right?
Yeah.
And that should be everybody. I mean, if people are interested in improving energy, improving mental performance, so you might be a really busy executive with a super busy job, this could be a diet approach that could work, you know, for you. You could be trying to lose weight or have more stable blood sugar through the day so that you're not having those peaks and troughs.
So it's also better for emotion control?
They do talk about how it can just help support happy mood, which, you know, I mean, why would you want anything else, right?
Yeah, so better body, better energy.
Yeah, better mind. Yeah.
Kind of like really good thing to me.
Totally.
Yeah. And so how could we start Bullyproof, even if we are not a naturopath, we're not pro, but as a beginner, how to start it?
So what I would say is, if you don't want to skip breakfast, if that makes you feel really nervous, if you're not keen on trying the coffee thing right now, then just look at the ways you can simply adjust each meal so that it has more vegetables, more healthy fats from nature, and more protein, right?
Yeah.
But mainly the focus is on the vegetables.
Yeah. Vegetables and slow cook with some good quality oil. Everyone can try that.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be difficult, but it does take a change in mindset for the things that you're purchasing, because we're quite used to purchasing packets of things that help making meals easier, and often those are full of additives that are not very good for our body, and those cheap oils that are not very good either.
Mm. So probably choose whole food.
Whole food?
Yeah.
Totally. As close to nature as possible. And I mean, in New Zealand, we're very lucky because our meat is raised in open fields, things like that. So if you're in a country where that is not the case, then I'd just try and get pasture-raised, grass-fed animals.
You guys are eating such yummy food.
Yeah,
it's not like you're in a restaurant here.
And also we are taking some, not interview,
a video
recording right now.
Say hi, Lee. Say hi.
Yeah, that's not a serious one. So that's what will happen every time. Yeah. And so, I think that's organic food, free-range eggs.
Organic if you can, totally. Yeah. But don't, organic can be more expensive or just not as accessible depending on where you live. So don't let it stop you. Just, always try and do the best that you can.
Yeah. Mm.
But don't give yourself a hard time about it. I mean, if you want to go eat a donut, eat a donut and really enjoy it. But, just be aware of the implications, I guess.
That's why I love this. Easygoing naturopath, not a strict one. Yeah.
Well, it's, we're here to enjoy life, and I think at times there's a place for very, very strict, but most of the time I think let's have a good time. And
yeah, and so now we know what it is and how to start it. And if I want to know more about it, what kind of information can I search on?
Well, there's heaps online. So there's a website that they've set up called bulletproof.com. So you can go there. There's also a blog that has heaps of good information and resources that are downloadable. And there's also a podcast. So if you want to learn more, you can listen to the Bulletproof podcast. He's a pretty, awesome guy. A lot of their information is research based, so they, all the things they talk about, there's research to support. And they also have their own line of products, so they have their own specific coffee, and they have the books and specific, things that you can add into your coffee to pump it up. So they've got a collagen powder, vanilla, cocoa. So it's heaps.
Hope you will start a journey as me. I'm going to do that maybe a fasting day tomorrow. Maybe not tomorrow. Tomorrow we have a Shell lunch.
So. Oh, true. Yeah, we do.
So maybe next week.
Yeah.
I'm going to start that. Okay, thank you, Liz. And now we're done.
Now we can eat our lunch properly.
We can eat our lunch without any interruption. So thank you, guys.
Bye.
And see you in next episode. Thank you.